This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, April 25th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for scattered thunderstorms with a high near 69 and a low near 56. Here are today's headlines. Authorities are investigating the death of a North Texas man reportedly attacked by a bull, according to the Ellis County Sheriff's Office. Shortly after 2 p.m. Monday, Ellis County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the 200 block of James Road in Ferris, Texas, where someone said a bull had killed their 60-year-old son. Deputies found a bull at the location that was destroying property and not allowing emergency crews to get close to the man, whose name authorities have not released. According to the Sheriff's Department, the bull was euthanized. Ferris, Texas is located about 20 miles southeast of downtown Dallas. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and no charges had been filed as of 5 p.m. Monday. In other news, Facebook users can apply for their share of a $725 million privacy lawsuit settlement if they had accounts between May 2007 and December 2022. Meta, Facebook's parent company, agreed to the payments to settle a class action lawsuit alleging it allowed Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting firm linked to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, to access about 87 million users' personal information. To claim their share, people must apply online or mail their forms by August 25th. Applicants are required to provide their name, address, Facebook handle, and payment information. Payments will be calculated by a points system, but applicants should not expect a windfall. An estimated 240 million Americans had Facebook accounts in 2022 alone. Up next, gunfire at a huge prom after party at a home in Texas injured 9 teenagers, and a second shooting in a nearby city is being investigated for a possible connection. Sheriff's deputies in Jasper County in East Texas arrived in the wee hours of Sunday at a home where about 250 people were partying, authorities said. They found 9 victims with gunshot wounds that did not appear to be life-threatening. 8 people were taken in personal vehicles to Jasper Memorial Hospital, and at least one of them was transferred to a hospital in nearby Beaumont. One person did not go to the hospital. The statement said a second shooting within the city of Jasper occurred shortly after the first. There were no injuries in the second shooting, but a connection is being investigated because of a common vehicle at both locations, the statement said. According to the statement, people of interest are being questioned. Meanwhile, with nearly his entire legislative agenda approved by the Senate weeks before the legislature's session ends, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is now pressuring Speaker Dade Phelan and House Republicans to ratify his wish list. Patrick's priorities include providing property tax relief through raising the homestead exemption and providing public money for students to attend private schools. Phelan disagrees with Patrick on the mechanism to reduce property taxes, and a majority of House members are against a Senate school choice proposal. But the Senate has approved 29 of Patrick's 30 legislative priorities, which sets up a showdown with Phelan, who has his own agenda. Patrick can now use the Senate's work to prompt Phelan to rubber stamp the Senate's agenda, and if lawmakers run out of time, he'll prod Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session to force lawmakers to consider legislation left on the table. Abbott, who doesn't participate in the legislature, also has his own priorities. And Dallas's Department of Code Compliance has almost $500,000 available to buy 297 body cameras for code and consumer health inspectors, but the department hasn't bought them. The department received $440,365 in the 2023 fiscal budget for the cameras, which are meant to protect field inspectors and to assure better customer service, according to Carl Simpson, assistant city manager. Code officers have been mugged and assaulted, and have even had run-ins with armed individuals in recent years. As Simpson became more aware of the physical and verbal threats, he asked for the cameras. Simpson also said he hopes the extra safety layer provided by the cameras could help lower his department's 13% vacancy rate and help retain staff. 7 months after funding for the cameras was approved, there is no timeline for when the cameras will be purchased or when the policy for using and maintaining them will be developed. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.